Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand.
Isaiah 43:2-5. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my sight, and honored, and I love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you.
On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Thank you, Debbie and Matthew, for that wonderful anthem. Prepare our hearts. You know, many of you know that my mother moved to Lakeland in 2019. She lives in an assisted living facility, and we have loved having her nearby. And we've enjoyed taking her places to church, out to eat, shopping. We've had her over to the house, family celebrations, get-togethers, holidays, birthdays. But there have also been challenges as she's living with Parkinson's, and age has slowed her down. And then the pandemic descended. Suddenly, we could not be with her. Like so many others, the isolation, which was necessary to keep her safe, made everything much, much harder. Harder for her, harder for us. Now, we continue to talk every day, and we visited when allowed. But this has been very hard for her, for us all. Early on in the pandemic, I began to share a phrase with her. Again and again, I would share this. Mom, you are loved. You are safe. You are not alone. We will always be there for you. Some days, that was the most important thing that I could say to her. I've probably repeated this to my mother 100-plus times, and it's not that she didn't already know this, but I wanted to make sure that this was deep in her heart and deep in her mind. You see, she did this for me long ago when I was small and vulnerable. She engraved that love and security on my heart, in my mind. And it's exactly what God is doing for the people of Israel, for us, in the two texts that we focus on today. Both, as you heard, are from the book of Isaiah. Don't be afraid. I am with you. Don't be discouraged. I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through the rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flame will not consume you. Do not be afraid. I am with you. I will gather you and your children from east and west. My mother, none of us could avoid the pandemic. It has descended on this world with a vengeance. But there is a deep truth which needs to be repeated every day, over and over again. Not just during a pandemic, but at all times, every day. This truth comes from the heart of God. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. I will be with you. Now, don't overlook the reality couched in one very honest word. That word is when. When you read these verses, there's no mention of if. There's no sense that we might go through the deep waters, that we might go through the rivers of difficulty, that we might go through the fires of oppression. There's no if. In fact, we're in the middle of it. These verses speak to our reality, the when. Now, I'm an optimist, but I need these verses every single day. I need to know that there is a greater strength and a greater presence. I need to know that God is with me. We all need to know that. Now, if you read the first 39 chapters of Isaiah, you know that the people of Israel had increasingly turned their back on God. With the growing pandemic of their sin and their idolatry, God withdrew that hand of protection. And in 587 B.C., the Babylonians roared in and destroyed their city and took them into exile as slaves. It was an awful time. And then nearly six decades later, near the end of the exile, there's a shift. A shift with the words found in chapters 40 through 55 of Isaiah. And ironically, most of the exiled people reading this would have been born into captivity. This has been going on a long, long time. So written near the end of the exile, the shift that takes place in chapter 40 just comes across with exactly what we need to hear, the word comfort. Comfort is held out as a promise of return to Israel, to Jerusalem, is given to these people. These are words offered that convey hope and reassurance. This text we're looking at today from Isaiah 43 is part of a chapter that begins with God reaffirming his love for his people, his plans for their future. These words offer the same love and hope to us thousands of years later. They're not just old words that we can read and say, that was nice, God said that to them. They're meant to be for us today, right now. Now, I know our situation is far different from the Israelites of 587 B.C., but it's just as important that we still know that God is with us. Because it's easy to forget. Things may be going along great, and we tend to forget about the presence of God. Or maybe things are so terrible that we're almost convinced that God isn't there, or maybe God doesn't care. These verses are among hundreds of promises given by God to love us, care for us, to be with us. See, we've just moved through Advent and Christmas. Once again, we turned through that season to the reading of the Gospels, the story of the birth of Jesus Christ. That story, it includes the dismay of Joseph discovering that his wife-to-be, Mary, is pregnant, and they're not even married yet. He's trying to figure out how to call off the wedding. He's trying to do so without inflicting more pain. And that's when the angel comes to Joseph in a dream. He's told, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. And then Matthew connects the dots for us. All of this, we read, took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin shall conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. God with us. That's not a new idea. God has been with Adam and Eve in the beginning. God has been with the Hebrew nation fleeing Egyptian slavery as a cloud and a pillar of fire. God was with Elijah in the still small voice. The psalmist reminds us that God is with us when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Over and over again, we are reminded that God is still with us. Why? Because we have a tendency to forget. You see, I've told my mother over and again, you are loved, you are safe, you are not alone, and we will always be there for you. I don't want her to ever question or forget that truth. And what God promises is even more important. I will be with you. When I was 15 years old, I was at football practice. I was a freshman just starting my freshman year in high school, and at one point during practice, I was tackled, and my right femur broke. Those of you who know, that's not a bone you want to break. The pain was awful, but the coach wasn't convinced that it was that serious. In fact, he said, go over and lay down on the sideline. In a little while, my leg would feel better. I couldn't even make it there. Some other teammates had to help me. But I lay in the grass for an hour, every minute my leg swelling and the pain becoming more excruciating. And that's when my dad showed up. He did what he did every time, coming by to pick me up from football practice. He took one look at my leg and said, your leg is broken. We need to get you to the hospital now. And then he added, I am here now. I'm going to be with you, and we're going to get you some help. How did I need to hear that? Of course, the pain was terrible, but I felt this sense of being overwhelmed with relief, with a sense of security, because as much as my leg hurt, I knew I was not alone and that help was now here. That's exactly what Isaiah is sharing with us. We're told in the midst of this awful division, fear and pain, that God is with us and that God will always be with us. I'm so grateful that a miraculous birth took place in a manger 2,000 years ago. And because of that, hope was made real. So followers of Jesus recognized that God was indeed with them. And God is still with us. Because of that, we can live with hope in these challenging, fearful days, days that we all are facing. We know now, it is well with my soul. We're going to sing in a moment, and I don't know where you are right now, but I'm going to invite you to sing. We'll put the words on the screen for you, but this wonderful hymn that conveys our response to the affirmation, the declaration God has made that I am with you. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on. Let me stand. I am tired. I am weak. I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord. Lead me home. God is there with that hand outstretched, but we have to invite that hand-holding. We have to make that effort. Lord, I'm going to do it now. Take my hand. And God always does. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for extending your hand to us first. A hand of hope, of peace and reassurance, of strength and love. May we have the good sense to take your hand. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. There are so many things that vie for our attention. They're all around us, different voices that come from different places that try to get us distracted or move us away from that voice that matters the most. The voice that says, do not be afraid. Don't be discouraged. I will always be with you. Listen carefully for the voice of the Creator and take that hand. It will help you stand as you go now in peace and go in love. Amen.